KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger, George Jub Jub Dunham, Craig Jr. Miller, and the Great Gordo. News and in the news tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Reiner, you're there.
What the hell's going on?
Reiner's shoving a banana down his throat.
I'm about to stick it up his ass.
Are we on?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Been on for like a minute.
You moved from almonds yesterday to bananas today?
Yeah. Man, food is taking way too high of a priority out there.
Hey, we have
no,
to eat.
Not. Somebody should have been on the headset listening.
You.
Yeah, you. That's your job. Yeah.
It's the hard line with Mike Reiner and Greg Williams.
I can't get up once during the show? I had to go look for Dan Shaughnessy.
Did you find him?
No. Mm. That's the only guy that I wanted to have on down there. The only guy. We can get Yanni. We can't get Dan Shaughnessy.
Why don't you email him, Danny? See if he'll come on with us.
He works
anyway,
down in
458.
Sales.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are here at the Super Bowl. And having a wonderful time down here in Houston.
Having fun.
It's gone very, very well. And hopefully everyone has enjoyed all the fine broadcasting that's gone on the Ticket from Houston this week.
You want to go wireless next?
You know who the analyst is for the Carolina Panthers on the radio?
No.
Eugene Robinson.
Oh, really?
Well, they've got some ne'er-do-wells.
The guy that was busted for soliciting oral?
Yes.
The night before the Super Bowl a few years ago.
What?
Well, they've had some ne'er-do-wells in that organization, haven't they?
Well, they sure have.
Fred Lane's wife,
right.
Ray Carew.
And I still want to hear what the Pac-Man thinks about the impact those two will have on the game Sunday. But right now, it is 4:59 here on the Ticket.
Over and over and over, it's the same question over and over and over. It's the same question over and over and over. It's the same question over and over and over. But it's worded differently. He's the redundant man of redundancy. Yeah, he's the redundant man of redundancy.
Yes, the plaintive tones of Like Mick Bastard remind us all that our little buddy, the redundant man of redundancy, is here. How you doing?
Hola.
I love that theme song so much.
You like that?
Yes.
We need to get you a copy of that.
I understand, too, that there was some controversy yesterday on you wanting to hire another theme song writer.
Well, not for that.
Well, for other stuff. Well, and I just say, hey, the guy who did that is fine.
Well, I agree. The guy who did that is fine.
What's his name? Duncan?
No, it's Danny. He's back in... Say hello to him. He's by the channel back
hey,
there.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, R.M.
How you doing?
You got a BM today?
What? What's he saying? What?
Don't worry about it. He's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Nuts.
All right.
He's got a little
old. Captain Doodoo.
And he drinks a lot these days and stays out all
Doesn't
night.
Doesn't get any sleep.
He's having problems in his life.
Oh,
let's put it that way.
Okay.
But, no, I mean, I was just saying that I wouldn't mind somebody doing themes for other things because we get so little out of it anymore. But anyway, we're not here to talk about him.
I'm sorry.
To talk about you.
Well, I'm doing great.
Are you?
Wonderful. I love Houston. It's my first time here. It's raining, of course, today. But
right.
That hasn't dampened my spirits.
Or your work, I'll bet.
Oh, no. Not my work. I was out at Media Day.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
Yes, and I ran into, I think he plays for the Patriots. I can't remember because it's been a few days now. But
right.
I think you're going to hear an interview with a Patriot in which I ask the same question over and over. Now, I really wanted to push the limits this time and really see how many times a guy would put up with the same question.
Right.
Until I literally ran out of questions and I ran out of repeating questions.
So not just the traditional 10. You were going to push
Normally it's about 8. And I just kept going and going and going. So,
So this will be the same question over and over and over, but worded differently, right?
Right. You got it down, man.
All right. Very good. Let's listen to Redundant Man of Redundancy. Did you get a name on this Patriot? Or is
You'll
it
hear it. It's Owen? Within the interview.
Oh, okay. All right, let's hear Redundant Man with a Patriot.
All right. Name and where are you from?
Don Davis. I'm from Kansas.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to the University of Kansas as well.
Ah, very nice. Okay. All right, Don. Is it hard to stay focused on the game? I mean, for all you guys with all the extracurricular stuff, or is the game always on top of your mind?
For me, this is my second one, so the game is always on my mind. Right now, this is just window dressing. All the stuff that they have and activities that are, that's for our families and, you know, really focused in and want to win a championship. I think for a young guy that comes in, you know, you really have to prepare your mind. It's tougher to, you know, kind of tune out the distractions and not get caught up in all the hoopla.
So can you concentrate on the game with all this madness that surrounds you?
I think you can, but you have to. It has to be an emphasis. It won't just come, and it's not something that you know, that will just be given to you. You really have to prepare and really just make your mind set.
I mean, yeah, because there's so much stuff going on right now. I mean, you look around; it's everywhere. It's all over the city. So, is the game always on top of your mind, though?
Yeah, for me, it is definitely. You have to just you know, realize that you're here to win a championship, not to get nightlife and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah, because you look around. I mean, it's a scene, man. I mean, everything's a scene, and you got to think. Well, it's got to be tough to put the game first.
Yeah, everybody who's anybody is here, and so you know, you obviously want to meet people and be in network and all of that. But again, you know, it's about winning championship.
So it's easy to put this aside and all the extra stuff and think about the game.
Yeah, I believe so. The older that you are, the longer you're in the game, and the more that you realize what your priorities are, then it's definitely that's the easier it gets.
I mean, you've been here twice now. There's so much extra junk going on that it would seem it would be difficult to just think about the game. But for you, you're saying it's not?
No, for me, it's definitely not. Again, I've been here, been this far, and lost. And so I don't want to let that happen this time.
So is a Super Bowl always what you dwell on, even within this sea of madness that we have here, so you're thinking about it?
I believe so, because, you know, you work so hard all year, and it's so hard to get here. So, you know, you really got to take advantage of your opportunity. I mean, I know the Panthers are wanting to win a Super Bowl. We're wanting to win a Super Bowl. There's only two teams standing, and only one can take the trophy. So you have to keep that in your mind.
And is it distracting being paraded around here, you know, like a bunch of animals, basically, but trying to think about the game with all this going on?
Well, it's part of your job. You deal with it all year. So I think it would be difficult if all year you didn't talk to any media or you didn't see anybody or, you know, or you weren't thrust into the limelight and then all of a sudden you're thrust into it. I think it would be difficult, but this team has been prepared for this in the sense that we've continue to win. Guys, the more media come around, the more things there are, the more opportunities there are out there. So I think the team is really can look past all of this and concentrate on the game.
So is the focus there, even though you have to deal with people like me and extracurricular things like that? The game's always top of mind?
I believe so, yeah. You got a team here, a special team. You got a great leadership in Coach Belichick and the defensive coaches that are on the staff with the offensive coaches. So they really always are telling us, look, we have to make sure that we're focused in on all the game, on the game only, and all this other stuff that goes on. You just kind of got to put it behind you.
I like to call it madness that's going on right now, and you're sitting here dealing with it all with the game only 5 days away. You're always thinking about the game, though?
Definitely. And you know what? It makes it even tougher when you got a week in between like we did, as opposed to jumping right into it, you know, right after the end of the season. So, you know, that even adds to it. But, again, I believe we have a veteran team, and I think the team is ready to go.
With the extracurricular activities, the women, whatnot, everybody being here, is it easy to stay focused on the task at hand?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, what again, you have to do is you have to prepare your mind. You have to say to yourself that, look, what's most important? And for a guy like myself, the most important thing is winning a championship. Everything that has to do with this game, women, whatever it is that come into it, you can't even get caught up in that. I myself don't even try to get caught up in that at all during the year, much less during this time of the year, because it's just a zoo. And then as soon as you start down that trail, you're doomed to fail.
Sunday's always top of mind right now, even through all this stuff.
Yes, it is. You know, I believe that the Lord has blessed us and given us the opportunity. And so if we're not really doing what is necessary to please him, then life isn't worth living.
That's true. Does it bother you, all these people around here, or is it easy to focus on the game?
It doesn't bother me at all. You know, I just continue to, you know, keep my mind fixed on the game.
Okay. Thanks a lot, man. Be good.
Oh, my God.
Wow. God, you could hear his life force and his will to live draining from him with each question.
And every answer was, I believe so. But you know what he did? He did something that nobody has done to Redundant Man yet. He introduced a couple of new threads in there. One was the Lord, and the other was the 2 weeks off between games.
Right.
So he took it down a couple of different avenues there on his own.
That is brilliant.
I love you, Redundant Man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Come see us again.
How many questions was that? Okay?
I don't even know. I don't know. I ran. My last question is like, and all the stuff. I didn't even know what to say.
You were just out of stuff too, huh?
Yeah.
I like your new approach, though. I like that.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
I'll be back soon.
I hope you are.
I think it's
really
the first time you've ever been defeated.
I know.
Because he beat you.
I know.
Man, he was just going to hang in there and fight through it, wasn't he? And he did. Give credit to Don Davis.
You know what needs to happen next time? I want to hear the same question back to back.
Worded exactly the same?
Yes. When you get to like the 10 or 15 questions like this, ask him a question, have him answer it, and then ask him the exact same question and see if he doesn't notice.
All right.
And then finish it by saying, do you realize that I'm just wasting your time with the same question over and over and over?
And over and over.
And then take a BM.
What?
I don't know what he's talking about either.
Well, I'll see you guys soon.
Oh, yes. Good to see you, man. There he goes, the Redundant Man of Redundancy. Always love his fine work.
He's the Redundant Man of Redundancy. Yeah, he's the Redundant Man of Redundancy.
What are we doing next?
Wireless.
What do you want to do?
Wireless.
All right.
That's good to me.
Renegade Wireless.
Renegade Wireless.
Here on the ticket.